On Wednesday, California said it is safe to resume using a batch of Moderna coronavirus vaccine after some people fell ill and a halt to injections was recommended. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. The decision frees up more than 300,000 doses to counties, cities, and hospitals struggling to obtain supplies. Republicans in the California State Senate replaced their legislative leader on Wednesday. Senate Republicans unanimously voted to replace Senator Shannon Grove of Bakersfield with Senator Scott Wilk of Santa Clarita. Wilk gave a statement saying, quote, California is facing unprecedented challenges and Senate Republicans stand ready with solutions. The U.S. Coast Guard has called off its search for a 12-year-old boy who was swept by a wave out to sea from a Northern California beach. Arune Pruthri, his father, and his 8-year-old brother were sitting on the sand at Cowell Ranch State Beach in Half Moon Bay when a rogue wave hit them and dragged them into the ocean on Monday. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. This week, Eureka police made aware of violent threats made towards a government building and its staff in Eureka, made earlier in the day by 49-year-old Eureka resident Darren Ward, who was at a restaurant in Weaverville. Just after midnight yesterday, officers with Eureka PD contacted Ward on Marina Way and took him into custody without incident. A person who's robbed banks in Arcata and Eureka, say police, is being sought. The first two robberies happened in Arcata at the Coastal Central Credit Union F Street branch on December 18th and January 8th. The third at the Bayshore Mall branch in Eureka on January 16th. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.